You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Nobody in Kansas City has sports like 96.5 The Fan.
Right side throw, touchdown! Kansas City, a 3-yard touchdown pass in overtime! Kansas City wins the game!
Welcome into The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
Back-to-back best sports talk host as voted on in the Pitch magazine.
Live from the Fan Studios, here's CDOT.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You are listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Happy to be here with you on this wonderful, wonderful Friday. What do you call a Friday in which the Chiefs play this week, they just don't play this week? Is it just a regular Friday? I don't know all the terms. Now, it does feel like it is a Taylor Swift Friday. The movie is out in theaters. The album is out right now. People are giving their reviews. Rolling Stone gave it 5 stars. Happy Taylor Swift Day to you and yours and to those who celebrate. We got a lot to get into in today's show. We are going to treat this kind of like a bye week, even though it's not a bye week. So we are going to take a trip around the AFC West. We're going to head to Los Angeles here coming up in a little bit. We're going to head to Vegas. We're going to head to Denver. Nate Taylor is going to join us in studio. So we got a lot of Chiefs football to get you going in today's show. We're also going to talk about the baseball playoffs as well from last night. Today is an off day in the sport. But we'll get to that. We'll talk a little Thursday night football as well as the San Francisco 49ers, a team that doesn't have a whole lot of healthy, available players. They went on the road and beat the Los Angeles Rams yesterday. So we'll get to that here coming up in a little bit. So my name is Carrington Harrison. Happy to be here. Rob is off today. We got Nate Williams filling in, you know, just doing his role. Did you pull the double duty today? You were on Fesco in the morning earlier today and on your and you're also on this show. When did you get here? How long have you been here today?
First man in and last man out, Carrington. That's the MO. Real scrappy effort
gym
for
rat,
today
for
behind
sure.
The glass here. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. About 5 a.m. So we're feeling good. We're not the legs aren't tired yet, but you know, we'll see.
So we got a lot to get into in today's show. Before we do that, I need you guys to do me a couple of favors. Number one, I need you listening to The Drive each day at 2 o'clock right here on 96.5 The Fan. Number two, I need you to tell one friend to check out the show. You know what? I would greatly appreciate it. I mean, you could tell two people to check out the show, but I know you're busy. So if you could just tell one person, I would appreciate it. And number three, and this might be most important, I need you to remember that the open of the show is brought to you by our friends over at The Other Place. We got an exciting weekend in college, an exciting weekend in the pros. So if you're looking for a place to stop by, grab yourself something to eat, grab yourself something to drink, you want to catch the games, then look no further than our friends over at The Other Place. All right, this is how I would like to start the open of the show today. I wrote down 4 questions that I think, at least I still have, heading into the second month of the NFL season. So this is where I am. You guys have heard us talk a lot about this in the first month of the season. It is about the run game. Now, this is not me complaining about the run game, but I think most people would agree that this is one of the questions that they have. I think they are getting about as much out of Kareem Hunt as possible. This is who I think he is in his career. I think that is a very valuable role, but I just don't really think there's a lot more there with Kareem Hunt than what they are getting. And I think that you can certainly utilize that to the best of your ability and have him continue to be that battering ram short yardage back that he's been so far this season. Now, Breshard Smith is somebody that I want to see a little bit more in this offense. I just think there could be something there. I'm not sure if that's because of how I feel about the other two running backs or they really could potentially have something with Breshard Smith, but I think you saw in Sunday's game against the Ravens, there's a little bit of spark there. Can the Chiefs get the most out of that player? He only played in 23% of the snap, so that is just something that I am keeping an eye on. Can the Chiefs get a little bit more from their run game than they currently have? I think you're going to need it as the games get colder, as you play better teams, better defenses, better, bigger stakes. I think you're going to need to be a little bit more balanced than the Chiefs have been so far through the first 4 weeks of the season. So that will continue to be at least my number one question heading into the second month of the season. Now, this month is a little bit different than the second month. You don't play the caliber of opponents that you played. Now, you go on the road and play Jacksonville, and that is a team right now that their defense is completely propped up by turnovers. They lead the NFL in turnover differential. They're +9 through the first 4 games of the season. So this is the defense that certainly can take the ball away, but if they don't take the ball away and they got to play you straight up, is that a team that can beat Kansas City? We'll find out on Monday. So that's number one for me, is can the Chiefs' run game, can it continue to grow? Can it develop? Or are they going to be in a position where when we have this conversation after week 8, heading into the Bills game, are they going to be a team that needs to make a move, that needs to make an addition to go grab themselves another running back? Another question that I have is, and this is on the positive side, can their secondary continue to grow? Noel Williams right now is ranked #1 on Pro Football Focus. He also has only played in 47 snaps so far in the first 4 games of the season. So I would love to see him get more opportunities, more chances, and see how great of a corner that he can be. He feels like a little bit of an X factor. If you were telling me that you got an all-pro on one side, you got a developing young guy in Noel Williams, you continue with some of the other options that you have in the secondary, that's a really good foundation for a great defense. This defense looks night and day different than how they performed in Brazil. It's almost unrecognizable what we've seen this defense do. This defense is closer to the one that I thought we were going to see at the very beginning of the season. There is a lot of continuity on this Chiefs team. There's not a lot of new faces and new pieces, so I expected them to hit the ground running. Now, it took them 1 week to get there, but the last 3 weeks, the Chiefs have had one of the 5 best defenses in the National Football League. They're allowing 16.8 points per game. That'll play. Now, you're going to go up against a very, very good offense coming up in a couple of weeks in Kansas City against the Detroit Lions, but that is not what I think Jacksonville is. That is not what Vegas is and the Commanders. Who knows what their quarterback situation is going to be getting Jaden Daniels back, and he's just been very off and on, at least in terms of his health, so far in the early stage of his career. So there's a couple of tests, but maybe not as strict a test as I think you had in the early portion of the season. Their schedule was just tougher in September than I think that it's going to be in October. Another question that I have heading into the second month of the season is about their offensive line. Their offensive line played about as well as you could possibly play in week 4 of the NFL season. Josh Simmons has answered almost every single question. That is a position that we were really worried about heading into the season. I don't think there's much reason to be worried about it right now. So Josh Simmons has answered it. Kingsley Suamataia, it's been a little bit up and down, but I don't think we're in a position where we're talking about you potentially replacing him and getting a new left guard. I think he's done fine. You know what you have in Creed Humphrey. You know what you have in Trey Smith and Jawan Taylor. The cloud is still over Jawan Taylor, and I'm not personally going to let one game with no penalties kind of shake how I feel about Jawan Taylor. He's still on thin ice with me, especially when you have his replacement, and every single day, every snap, every game, you get closer and closer to Jawan Taylor just not being on the team next year. So you already feel like you have his replacement already on the roster. The money argument starts to get less and less as more gets paid out with each possible week. So the possibility that they could do something with Jalen Moore, I'm not going to eliminate that. You're going up against a team in Jacksonville that has spent some significant resources on their defensive line that can get after the quarterback. So that's going to be something to track. The offensive line played, I think they played as well as we've seen them play maybe in 2 years. I thought the offensive line was dominant in a lot of ways. With Josh Simmons, Kingsley Suamata-Ia, Juwan Taylor didn't commit a penalty. Creed Humphrey and Trey Smith played well. I mean, they get an A-plus performance across the board. But I think we would agree that their performances, at least so far in the first month of the season, have been a little up and down, have been a little consistent. Can the offensive line continue to gel and grow together as we head into week 5 of the NFL season? And last thing here before we head to Los Angeles, it's about the offense. What does the offense look like when Rashee Rice returns? It has been a moment that we all have been waiting for. When you think about it, we have spent 17 months, 18 months talking about this offense and what it could potentially look like when you get everybody healthy. In fact, they could even be in a better position because of Tyquan Thornton. So we talked about this like they're potentially being a big three with Xavier Worthy, Rashee Rice, and Hollywood Brown. I don't know how you have a conversation that includes Hollywood Brown, but then leaves Tyquan Thornton out of the mix. I think they have a potentially better wide receiver, a younger wide receiver, a healthier wide receiver, a more explosive wide receiver. So you were talking about adding Rashee Rice, who is their best receiver. You now feel like you got a really strong top four. We're not mentioning tight ends. We're not mentioning the possibility of adding Breshard Smith more and more into the pass game and utilizing him out of the backfield. The problem with the Chiefs offense in the early portion of the season, they didn't have a whole lot of options. They are about to potentially get a whole plethora of options coming up in the next 2 weeks. So those are my four questions as it feels like a bye week, even though it's not a bye week today. It's what can the Chiefs do to continue to get the run game going? What is the offense going to look like with Rashee Rice whenever he returns? The secondary, I think, showed a lot of promise. I want to see them continue to grow. And the offensive line. The offensive line played about as well as I've seen them play in years on Sunday against the Ravens. Can they continue to build on that performance as the season progresses? We're going to take trips around the AFC West in today's show. Coming up on the other side, we will head to Los Angeles to be joined by someone who covers the Los Angeles Chargers. Keep it right here, so drive.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, it's Trent McDuffie from the Kansas City Chiefs. Welcome back to The Drive with C-Dot on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by Fernando Ramirez, who covers the Los Angeles Chargers. Fernando, man, happy to have you pop on with us today.
Hey, appreciate you guys having me on. How are you guys doing?
Absolutely, man. Let's just start with this. We call it chargering in Kansas City, and the point that I've made this week is every Chargers team that I've seen for the last 15 or 20 years loses that game on the road to the Giants. They win their first three games in the AFC West. People are putting them in their top five. People think they're going to win the division. They're competitive in the AFC, and they go on the road and they lose to a team that I think is going to pick in the top eight of the NFL draft. How do they do this every year?
Well, I mean, to be completely honest, I don't think anybody would have had in their bingo card that Joe Walt goes out with an injury. I think that was kind of a rough spot for them, is that, and I had, we've all spoken about it out here, that these guys were an injury away from it being the same offensive line that got beat up by Houston. And that's what happened. The Giants have three very good pass rushers. And what they were doing was they were just using stunts. They watched that Houston game. They saw that these inside guys cannot take a stunt because the three inside guys are the guys that started in that Houston game. And all Houston did was just run stunts, and that's what they did. And what I wrote about on Sunday was Justin Herbert put on the cape against Denver, and he was able to be the Superman for them. And even though he got sacked five times and he got hit 15 times, I believe, he still put on the cape. They were able to win the game at the end because of his heroics. On Sunday, he wasn't able to do that. Why? Because he kept on getting beat up. Burns and Abdul Carter just kept on going after him. They hit him multiple times, and that's why I asked Jim Harbaugh, hey, he got hit 26 times in the last 3 weeks. He's gotten sacked seven times. Like, yeah, that can't happen. I don't know what the solution is going to be, but they need to do something to help their quarterback, because if he's not playing, and I think everybody would agree with this, if Justin Herbert isn't playing, they have no chance of winning football games.
How confident are you in this offensive line? Because you obviously lost Rashawn Slater early in the season. It looks like Joe Alt isn't going to play in week five against the Commanders. So you're going to have a lot of those same offensive line issues. Do you trust them up front to protect Justin Herbert heading into this matchup?
I mean, I don't know how much you can put trust in it. I guess you can trust that Jim Harbaugh should come out with a different scheme. I thought what the 49ers ran last night was great. I thought the 49ers, what they did was two-step drops, everything quick, no seven-step drops, everything quick, out. I think that's what they should do. And the other thing is, your running back the last 2 weeks in Omarion Hampton has really picked it up. He had 296 combined yards in the last two games. Feed him. Like, it's like that that commercial with the lawnscaping thing. Feed your lawn. Feed it. That's what they need to do with him. Just feed Omarion Hampton. Let him go crazy. I mean, he had 12 carries for 126 yards. Why would they not continue to feed him? And Greg said, Greg Roman said, hindsight being 2020, we should have done that. Well, yeah, if you would have continued running him, there was no answer for him. And maybe you come out and that's a different outcome. But the thing is, they've had Justin go out there and pass more than, I think he's dropped back 40 times in each of the four games. That's not a recipe to win. And I'm surprised. I'm telling you guys, honestly, I'm very surprised that Jim, being the way he has been in San Francisco and Michigan with running the football, I think he got too excited about the quarterback that he has. And I think they need to go back to that style of running the football, letting Omarion kind of get it going. And I feel like if they do that, they'll have success. But this offensive line just isn't good. It looks like they might get Mekhi Becton back this weekend, which would be a huge plus for them. But this offensive line needs Joe Alt back in here. If not, it's going to be rough. And fans are out there saying, make a trade. Nobody's going to trade you an offensive lineman this early in the season.
Right now, we're talking to Fernando Ramirez, who covers the Los Angeles Chargers. He is with the Sporting Tribune. Let's talk about the passing attack. I wouldn't have guessed that through the first 4 weeks of the season that Quentin Johnston would have been their number one receiver. I also wouldn't have guessed that Ladd McConkey would be off to such a slow start. He just has 147 yards so far through their first four games of the season. He doesn't have a touchdown. I guess twofold question here. What changes have you seen in Quentin Johnston? Why do you think Ladd McConkey is off to such a slow start?
Quentin Johnston, and this is something he's been working on. He told me in the offseason, he's like, I'm gonna have a great year. And I'm like, really? He's like, I believe it. He's like, I'm working very hard. His get off, where as soon as the ball's hiked, his get off has been very good. And I mean, he's really improved that, and I feel like that's helped him get a step on cornerbacks. And then what he did last week in that 38-yard touchdown that he did a double move. And the double move, I mean, the corner completely bit, and Justin squeezed the ball in between the corner and the safety. So Quentin really just feels like he's in a groove right now, and I feel like the Chargers should keep on feeding him. Keenan Allen's obviously the guy that moves the chains and they look for on short yardage situation. But the thing with Ladd, it kind of feels like last year. Ladd didn't really get going until about week 7 or week 8 against the New Orleans Saints, and it kind of feels like it's happening all over again this year. I mean, last year, I think we're in week 4. Last year at this point or this week, they played the Arizona Cardinals on Monday Night Football, and Ladd had like 2 catches for like 15 yards, and he had 2 drops. And fans are like, oh, this guy isn't what we were promised, this, that, and then all of a sudden he turned it around and he caught fire. So I think with Ladd, he'll be fine. He just needs to kind of get the yips out of the first 4 weeks of the season. And I think he's still getting used to playing with Keenan. Keenan's still getting used to playing with him. But Quentin's the one that last year, again, if you go back and look at his numbers, Quentin was the one kind of saving this receiver group last year at the beginning of the year. He had 3 touchdowns in the first 3 weeks of the season, I believe, and he started off hot. So I think this is going to be a big year for Quentin. That's in year 3, and everybody was calling him a bust after the first year. Last year, yeah, he was okay, but there was always a but. And now I feel like Quentin is building on good games back-to-back-to-back.
We asked this question yesterday, and I'm curious to get your thoughts as someone who was in the division. There was a lot of talk about this division over the summer. Do you feel the AFC West is better or worse than you had anticipated?
I think they're right at where I thought it was going to be. I mean, I didn't have the Chargers at leading it 4 games in, but I thought Kansas City would be right around where I thought they would be. Or my bad, I thought Kansas City would be the one that's 3-1, 4-0, something like that. And I had the Chargers right behind them. And I think I told you guys, I thought Denver is the 3rd best team in this division. And I know I've caught flack for that because every other national media person is saying the Denver Broncos are going to the Super Bowl. I just don't see that. I don't see a Super Bowl winning team. I mean, you turned Danny Diamonds. He turned your defense into that. And then obviously Justin Herbert kind of took advantage of them as well. But no, I think it's right around where I thought it was. I didn't think Pete Carroll could come in here with a magic wand and fix all the problems. Like everybody, I heard a lot of Raider fans saying, oh, the Raiders are just 1 year behind the Chargers. They're not really 1 year behind because the Chargers had Justin Herbert when Jim Harbaugh came here. The Raiders don't have that, and they're struggling. Their defense struggles, their offense struggles. They have a ways to go, and I know fans are already turning on Pete Carroll, but they just need to wait it out and let it ride. But, no, I think this is about where I thought the division was going to be. I didn't expect the AFC North to be as bad as what it is right now.
Right now, we're talking to Fernando Ramirez here for a couple of more minutes. Fernando, if I gave you a free $100 bet right now on FanDuel, would you take the Chargers to win the division?
No. No, I've learned my lesson early on back in 2021 where I thought 2021, first year of Staley, I was like, oh, they might win the division. And they started off 4-1, and then it all unraveled after there. No, just because until somebody can beat Kansas City, I'm not going to go that route. Who has the best chance in the whole division? It is the Chargers. I think they match up well against Kansas City. But I definitely think that the Chargers, what's slowing them down is their offensive line. If they had Rashawn Slater and Joe Alt on Sunday, they win that game and they probably blow out the Giants. But and that's just because of the way that Rashawn and Joe Wald play. But if they can get Joe Wald back here in the next week or 2 weeks, the good thing is they haven't put him on IR yet. So, but if they can get him back in the next few weeks, I feel like the Chargers offense can get back to rolling the way they were. But they do need Joe Alton and Mekhi Becton. But other than that, I would still say it's Kansas City's division until proven otherwise. I mean, it's been 9 straight years of it, so I don't know what else is going to change.
Last question here. Right now, if you look at FanDuel, they have the Chargers over under on win totals at 10.5. Would you take the over or the under for Chargers 10.5 wins?
The only reason why I'll take the over is because Jim usually exceeds expectations in his second year. And I do think that this is a good football team. I think they have a good nucleus. I just thought Sunday was the perfect storm for the Giants to take advantage of. I mean, I was there and I saw the way that they used Jackson Dart. It was basically a college system. And to make Jackson comfortable in what he was, and I think the Chargers kind of overplayed their hand on that one. I thought in the second half they stacked the box a lot more. So it's a huge learning curve moving forward for Jesse Minter, Greg Roman, and everything. But I think they'll win 11 games, and I think they'll be back in the playoffs. I just think they need to fix a couple things. Obviously, in November, I think they're going to have to make one or two moves to shore up their team, but I think they're going to be up there in win totals right around 11. I had them at 11 and six. I had them at 11 and six back in May.
That is Fernando Ramirez joining us on the show. Happy to catch up with him today. We're going to take a trip around the AFC West with the Chiefs. It feels like they have a bye week, even though they don't have a bye week. Fernando, great stuff, man. Look forward to catching up with you here in a month or so. Absolutely. That's Fernando Ramirez joining us on the show. Happy to catch up with him. Happy to get his thoughts. I want to take a little bit of a detour, and I promise you we'll get back to sports here coming up in a bit. I want to defend one of my guys. His name is Mark Gunnels. Mark Gunnels, he writes for Arrowhead Pride. Now, Mark Gunnels is a Swiftie. Nothing wrong with being a Swiftie. So he was tweeting out his early album reviews, and people on the internet were giving him a hard time. You're a man. How can you be a Swiftie? What does that matter? I know that you guys love to talk about this man card, you know? Oh, how can you do this? I would say that all of us like something that fits into this category. You guys know I love Katy Perry's music. I've seen Katy Perry twice in concert. I was in there screaming, I kissed a girl and I liked it. Incredible song. I love a firework. I've seen the movie Mean Girls at least 15 times. I love it. So I'm not here to judge you for you got a favorite rom-com or you got a favorite pop girly, because deep down, all of us have these things. But there are some things that I'm going to judge people for, and I'm going to tell you what they are. We've all been in this situation before. You're at the tailgate. It's a lot of guys around. You know, there's some girls around too, but the fellas are around. We're grilling, we're drinking, we're being bros. All of a sudden, somebody has the football. You start throwing the football around. All of a sudden, I'm sitting there with Nathan. I throw Nathan the football, and I see what Nathan's form looks like, and that Nathan can't throw a tight spiral. I'm judging you if you can't do that. That's something that you're just taught from the early ages of time. I'm not saying you got to be out here and you got to be Patrick Mahomes, you got to be Josh Allen. I'm saying is I got to trust your ability to be able to go to one side of the parking lot, I'm on the other side of the parking lot, and I can throw you the football. And if you can't do that with me, I'm judging you. That's number one for me. That's the kind of man card stuff that I think we should be talking about. And this is the other thing. I don't care who you are. I don't care what race you are, what political, I don't care about any of those things. I really don't. I don't care. If I ask you who your favorite wrestler was when you were a kid and you don't have an answer, you could not have had a happy childhood. It's impossible for you to have a happy childhood. You're telling me that I was watching Shawn Michaels, Stone Cold Steve Austin, The Rock. I'm watching The Undertaker and you just weren't a part of that? Your childhood couldn't have been happy. You could have had a good childhood. Your parents could have loved you, took care of you, I'm sure you got good grades. You couldn't have been happy. How did you go to school in 7th, 8th grade? Like, you pulled up to the school and you see all of us talking about Monday Night Raw and you had nothing to contribute to the conversation because you didn't watch it? You were weird. These are the kind of things we should be judging people for. Not if you're a Swiftie. If you like Taylor Swift, that's fine. I love Mariah Carey's music. Ain't nothing wrong with that. If that's what you like, have at it. Be a Swiftie. If you want to go get your pumpkin spice latte and listen to Life of a Showgirl with Taylor Swift, I'm not here to judge you. I'm really not. Have fun. Enjoy it. You can't throw a spiral. I'm judging you. You don't have a favorite wrestler growing up as a kid. I'm judging you. If I show you a picture of Sting from WCW and you look at me confused, you don't know who that is, I'm judging you. It is impossible for you to tell me that you had a happy, great childhood if you didn't have a favorite wrestler growing up. I'm going to tell you who my favorite wrestler was growing up. I used to love Bret Hart. I can't really explain why I loved Bret Hart so much. I mean, he wasn't the coolest wrestler, but something about him was just really cool to me. He had the wet, stringy hair. He had those glasses. I mean, nobody else wore those glasses until Patrick Mahomes, like Bret Hart. He was wearing Oakleys back in 97. Wasn't nobody wearing Oakleys back then. He had that black leather jacket. He had the little pink with the black boots. I don't know what it was. God, I used to love Bret Hart. If you don't have those kind of stories, I'm judging you. I'm serious. I'm judging you. Right now, if I look at Nathan right now and I ask him to tell me a great story of him playing Madden as a kid or NCAA and he looks at me confused, I got to judge you if that's the case. I'm sorry. These are experiences that we all should have had as fellas. Again, I'm not judging you if you're a Swiftie. I'm really not. You're allowed to like Taylor Swift. That's not really my cup of tea. But hey, if you rode to work listening to Anti-Hero, I mean, a couple days ago I rode to work, I was listening to Michelle Branch, and I was singing Everywhere like it had just come out. I love Avril Lavigne. Why do you have to make things so complicated? That's a great question. Why did you have to make things so complicated? If you don't have a favorite wrestler when you were 12 years old, I'm taking your man card away from you. If I throw the football to you and I see your form and you look like you should be on a 2000 CW cartoon, I'm telling you, I got to judge you. That's it. I got to judge you. That's my Taylor Swift message for the day.
First of all, I am cold at Madden. You don't want the smoke in Madden. Second of all, you name me the route, I'm hitting you in stride. I'm the Drew Brees of tailgate football. I promise you.
100%.
I promise you. Now, I will tell you that when you guys were talking about wrestling in school, this is what I thought. I thought those were some nerds. That's what I thought. Now, looking back, I wish I would have been included in that, all right? I wish I would have been on the hype train and know what was going on.
So let me ask you this. To cut you off, but let me ask you this.
My man card's gone.
I would say the only thing that, like, boys were into at that age that I wasn't into was Dragon Ball Z. I just couldn't get into it. I'm sorry. If you like Dragon Ball Z, that's great. I was never into Dragon Ball Z. But when every kid was going through the yo-yo phase, you remember when everybody had a Yo-Mega and there was this one called the X-Brain, I had a yo-yo. When everybody was playing Pokemon, I was playing Pokemon. When kids were playing Tony Hawk Pro Skater, I was playing Tony Hawk Pro Skater. I feel like I went through all the appropriate teenage, early young man phases that I was supposed to go through. Wrestling is one of those phases. Now, some people grew out of it. Some people didn't grow out of it. I remember one day I was like, I'm just not into this anymore. I don't watch it anymore. But I know some of you still watch wrestling, and that's great. Nothing wrong with watching wrestling. It's just a television show. It's not any different than watching Game of Thrones or whatever you watch. But you had to have gold. You had to have gone through these. What were your phases as a kid? What were the ones you went through if you didn't go through the wrestling phase like the rest of us did?
Man, I mean, it was 99. So I am not saying wrestling is not a sport, but I will say 99% of my phases were like related to sports. And I mean like the local teams. That's what I consumed at night. That's what I read about and watched on TV and played video games related to. Unless we're, you know, out with friends playing those things, doing those activities. Now, I wasn't into the Dragon Ball Z, the Pokemon, wasn't into the wrestling, but it's okay to be into those things, and it's okay to tell people that you are as well. There's a guy in the comments from Mark Gunnels that says, Taylor's got some good songs. I bump her. I'm not coming to Twitter to tell you which ones I'm playing, though. So you just outed yourself then anyway by typing that tweet.
And you're a Swiftie. Be proud. You're a Swiftie.
You've got the text line on fire, C-Dot. People are talking about pumpkin spice lattes and Katy Perry and Selena Gomez. It's fine to like what you like and be who you are. You can be a Swiftie.
For sure. You can be a Swiftie. If you love the movie The Notebook and it makes you a little bit emotional, embrace it. Rachel McAdams, Hall of Famer. You're allowed to like The Notebook. That's cool if that's what you're into. Every guy has those kind of things that you're into. And I'm here to tell you, I'm not here to judge, man. Be you. That's what I'm here to tell you. Are you a Swiftie? Have you listened to this new album?
I got about half of it under my belt between the drive-in this morning and the time in between shows. Yeah, and, you know, she obviously threw a couple of shots out there, a couple of mentions of, obviously, Travis Kelce, people he's been associated with in his past. So, yeah, I've listened to the notable ones, I think.
Okay, I haven't heard it. I don't know if I will ever hear this album, but you know what? Hey, if that's what you're into, that's great. Is there an album? Is there a song on there you think's the next single? Like, is there an anti-hero on there? Is there a Shake It Off, a love story, You Belong to Me? Is there one of those on this album?
My fiance might split up with me if she hears this. I haven't had one of those from Taylor in a couple of albums now. I don't know if you have. Look, I like Taylor Swift. I like her music. The vibe is different than it was 5 years ago, 8 years ago when she's on the radio with every tune, right? Like you can. He won't even nod his head. His switches are coming for him. He won't even acknowledge that. Look at him.
No, I'm nodding your head. Yeah. Okay, I mean, I'm with you. I don't know. I only know the songs on the radio. I don't know the other songs. I don't know. Someone said my best friend is into the show Dr. Pimple Popper. I judge the hell out of that, man. No, that's not fair. I think we all have one of those kind of weird shows. We all have a weird show. I love Pawn Stars. Like, every person listening, you have a Dr. Pimple Popper, a Chopped, a Bar Rescue.
Bar Rescue, yes, sir.
You just have one of those kind of weird shows. There is this one show, Extreme Cheapskate, that was on TLC. Loved it. They had, like, My Weird Obsession was one of these shows. I remember this girl. I'm not even joking. I'm serious. You can YouTube this. This girl used to vape air freshener. I'm not joking. She would vape it. She would grab the air freshener. I mean, the same one, you know, when you got to go to the bathroom. She would take the air freshener. She would spray it into her mouth and blow it out her nose like a vape. I watched this show religiously. So we all have a show like this. Modern Marvels, American Pickers. So yeah, I'm not judging you if you watch one of those kind of shows. I'm not at all. I love Pawn Stars. There's nothing I love more than when somebody brings in some 1925 book and he starts looking at it and telling you the history of the book. And he's like, you know what? I know a guy. And then the author of the book just walks in there.
Yeah, then you, the viewer, are an expert on that thing at the end of this segment. You know the value of all these things.
You're sitting there blown away. How did you find this guy? Sometimes they have crazy stuff on there. One episode of Pawn Stars, they had the car that Tupac was in when he got shot. I'm like, how did you find this? I'm blown away.
Yeah, the prior owner's just on speed dial of the guy that owns the shop.
I'm sitting here blown away by all of this. So, no, I'm not judging you if you watch Dr. Pimple Poppers. We all have these kind of shows. People are saying, I love Naked and Afraid. Yeah, you're allowed to like everybody. You get a couple of those shows. Mythbusters, for sure. You definitely get one of those, 100%. I'm pretty clear about what I'm going to judge you for and what I'm not going to judge you for. I'm clear. I'm real clear. And being a Swiftie, I'm not judging you for that. Having a weird, obscure show on TLC, I ain't judging you for that. I'm not judging you for that at all. Coming up on the other side, we are going to head to Las Vegas. We're going to catch up with the Las Vegas Raiders as they are off to a 1-3 start. We're going around the AFC West today. Keep it right here. So drive.
Hey, it's Juju Smith-Schuster from the Kansas City Chiefs. Welcome back to The Drive with C-Dot on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. We are taking trips right now around the AFC West. We have already been to Los Angeles. Let's now head to Las Vegas and catch up with the Las Vegas Raiders. When we talk Raiders, there's only one person to talk to, our guy Scott Goldbranson with Silver and Black today. Scott, how you doing today, my man?
I'm doing good, Carrington. I wish I could say the same for the Raiders and Raider Nation, but hey, it's a long season, but the start of it has not been great out in Las Vegas.
The Raiders win week one against the Patriots, and I was taking an early victory lap. I like this Raiders team. They were one of my surprise teams over the summer. I was feeling good about my prediction. Since then, they have lost three in a row, and this defense maybe isn't as good as people thought. What has gone wrong for the Raiders so far in the first month of the season?
Well, Carrington, a little bit of everything. You talk about that Patriots game in week one, of course. Yeah, going to the East Coast. Geno Smith looked great, completed 70% of his passes. And I think Raider Nation was feeling the excitement they felt in the offseason with Pete Carroll coming in and Chip Kelly coming in as offensive coordinator. They saw some offense going. Then you get into game two, and it all falls apart. Geno Smith, three interceptions, and then now you fast forward to week four. He's got seven interceptions. He's leading the league. And offensively, the Raiders couldn't get the run game going. Now Ashton Jeanty broke out, obviously, in the last loss to the Chicago Bears. But the defense as well has been fine, but then they've been kind of a bend, don't break, and then you just don't seem to be able to finish games. This has been sort of a hallmark of Patrick Graham as a defensive coordinator. You have Max Crosby, you have some other guys on that defense who are playing well, but they just seem to not be able to close out games. But it's all about complementary football, my friend. They can't keep the ball on offense or score points, which means the defense is on the field 60-plus plays a game. And what happens is these guys wear out towards the end. And I think the defensive situation with the Raiders, look, they had questions in the defensive backfield. That actually hasn't been the problem. It's been more up front, being able to stop the run, being able to put pressure on the quarterback. They're not doing a very good job of it. Max Crosby has his moments, but as you know, you can't win in the NFL with one defensive end.
I thought that they were going to get a little bit more of a boost at quarterback than they've gotten so far. Geno has really struggled so far. Is it just new team, new situation? Why do you think Geno hasn't played as well as he did in Seattle?
Yeah, it's the million-dollar question, because Geno Smith, coming in since his career resurgence in Seattle, has been the poster boy for consistency, over 70% completion rate. Yes, he'll have a game here or there where he throws a couple picks, so everybody knew that and to expect it. But this run he is on is unprecedented since his rookie year in New York. A lot of the folks I talked to in New York telling me this looks like the Geno we saw when he came to the Jets as a young player. So nobody can really figure it out. Of course, Geno Smith says, I just got to play better. But yeah, Chip Kelly's offense, different than what he ran, of course, in Seattle, but not so far different. He's got weapons. What I see him doing, Carrington, is I see him keying in on receivers. I see him holding the ball perhaps a half second too long. And so he's giving these opportunities for these defensive backs to jump into it. And it's crazy when you look at the stats. In two home games at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas, he's 0-for-17 with 5 interceptions at home. So you can imagine how Raider Nation's feeling about a quarterback they were somewhat excited about, a little tepid, but a little excited about. He's come out, he's really, really struggled, and so that offense has struggled as well.
Right now, we're talking to Scott Goldbranson, who covers the Las Vegas Raiders for Silver and Black Today. Maybe it is just the media that we live in. I felt like people were ready to make very definitive statements about Ashton Jeansey after 2 games in his career, and it just didn't really make any sense. And then you know how it always works. Immediately after these opinion happens, he goes off and he has a really big day. I think Ashton Jeansey is off to a decent start. I mean, I don't want to make it seem like he's in line to win Offensive Rookie of the Year, but the Raiders have problems. He hasn't been one of the problems.
That's correct. Look, early on, the first couple of games, he did have some, he was confused on the field. He missed some play calls. And yes, that you shouldn't have to see that out of a first-round draft pick, but it happens. He's a young player. And yeah, I was with you. Ridiculous, these statements that, you know, people saying he doesn't have it and he doesn't have this. And then, of course, he comes out against the Bears and shows what he has. But I think with Ashton Jeansey, he's going to be fine. And even though he hasn't exploded like people wanted him to, he still leads the NFL in rookie rushing yards as far as running backs go. So he's where he should be. The issue has been the Raiders' just terrible offensive line, which got worse this week. Colt Miller, now on IR, might be lost for the year with a hairline fracture of his ankle. So that offensive line has been very difficult to run back. It was crazy. Going into last game, Carrington, 144 of Ashton Jeansey's yards were gained after he was first hit and made contact with. Well, that tells you that as soon as he gets the ball in the backfield, he's getting hit by the defensive front who's coming in. Now, that changed a little bit last week. The offensive line played better, and so he benefited from that. But I also think that this is a situation where you have to let this guy settle in, and the rest of the Raiders team, doesn't help when your quarterback's turning the ball over constantly as well, because then you can't run the ball later in games because you're trying to play catch-up. So I think he's going to be fine. I think the concern still is that offensive line and, of course, Geno Smith.
Do you feel like this Raiders team can turn their season around? I don't think they're in contention to win the AFC West or anything, but it felt like there was a chance for them to get to 8-9 wins, maybe put themselves in that wild card conversation. I mean, they got a tough month coming up. They go on the road against Indianapolis, on the road against Kansas City. You watch this team. Do you follow this team? Is there time for the Raiders to turn things around?
You know, I have to be pessimistic here. I don't think so, and I'll tell you why. I think there's some issues internally, and it's surprising to me, with Pete Carroll there, with his pedigree and where he's come from and his experience, and then of course Chip Kelly coming in. There's something going on. There's some personality conflicts among this team, especially between Chip Kelly and their second year right guard, Jackson Powers Johnson, who played center last year. They weren't even playing, and this is a guy who won the trophy for the best center in college football last year, and they came in and they switched him to right guard again. And so there's something going on there. There's something not right. The media in Las Vegas, as you can imagine, is not like the media in New York. They're not going to hammer you. Press conferences aren't contentious. But the Raider coaching staff, Carrington, very on edge. It's tangible in press conferences. They're very short. They're somewhat sarcastic when they answer questions. So I don't know what's going on. I think maybe it's growing pains. Maybe it's this changeover. Maybe they don't have the players they want to fit their system, whatever it may be. But I had predicted 8 wins myself, right? I'm now backing that up. I mean, this could be another 4 or 5 win season if this Raiders team can't put this together and they can't get the offensive line, they can't get the defense to start putting pressure on the quarterback. Like you said, the month coming up, hey, when you're playing Patrick Mahomes, you're playing Justin Herbert, and they got to play five more games against the division, it's going to be difficult, not to mention their out-of-conference schedule. So, yeah, I'm thinking four or five wins here, but they could surprise if they put it together quickly, but it's going to be really difficult, I believe.
I'll get you out of here with this last question. There was a lot of talk about Tom Brady, his involvement with the Raiders, also his job as a broadcaster for Fox. Was that a big deal in Raider Nation? How do you guys feel, I guess, about the conversation around Brady that took place? I think it was week two of the NFL season.
Yeah, I think it was much to do about nothing. I know we all covered it, and within Raider Nation, people weren't concerned about it. There's still people who don't want Tom Brady involved in the team because of the Tuck Rule game, so that's beside the point. But with Tom Brady being in the booth, look, the NFL approved it. Whether you think it's right or wrong or the optics might be bad, it doesn't matter. And the stuff with meeting with teams, coaches will tell you, when they go in and do these production meetings with the TV crews, they're not giving you their game plan. They're not giving you any insight that you wouldn't be able to glean from other sources. You're just sitting down and talking to them so you have something to reference during the broadcast. So I think it was ridiculous that people went crazy about it. And it was really interesting to me because Tom Brady's the golden boy. Everybody loves Tom Brady. And then suddenly we had a lot of pundits out there criticizing him and the Raiders. But what I would say is Tom Brady, welcome to Raider Nation, because Raider Nation is a hard one to be a resident in, and he learned that firsthand.
That is Scott Goldbranson joining us on the show. He does fantastic work for Silver and Black Today. He started off optimistic about the Raiders. He is now pessimistic about the Raiders. That lets me know that fall is here. Thank you, Scott. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Carrington. Have a good one.
I mean, I thought the Raiders were going to be all right, man. That was my fault. I mean, I got to take full responsibility for that. I can't blame that on anybody else. I thought they were going to be something. I really did. I was kind of hopeful about the Raiders. I was kind of optimistic about the Raiders. And, well, I mean, they're the Raiders. So, I mean, so far, I would say that the division has kind of been what I expected outside of Kansas City. The Chargers appear to be a good team, but I mean, you can never take the loser out of the Chargers. You know, it's in them. It's in their DNA. They were born that way. The Raiders, they came in with a lot of hype, a lot of excitement. I mean, they're going to win five games this year. And I think we're all trying to wait to see if Bo Nix is any good. I don't know if Bo Nix is any good. I mean, I think he's all right, but I wasn't super high on him coming out of college. He exceeded expectations last season. This season, he hasn't really progressed. So in a lot of ways, you know what, the AFC West, it is the same division that we have been watching for quite some time. All right, coming up on the other side, we got one more stop to get into in the AFC West. We are going to head to Denver in the 3 o'clock hour. You know what? I am in the mood to talk a little bit about the baseball playoffs. We'll do that coming up at the top of the hour. Keep it right here. It's The Drive on 96.5 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.